Cheers.
Yeah.
What's your potatoes? We're missing half of it.
Pleased to meet you. What a journey you've had.
Yes.
Four things. Are you all fed up?
No, we're just a little bit tired.
Yes.
Right. You've had a really busy time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is Stephen, who's one of my regular groups. He's been coming to Time Turners and to all the other groups for about nearly 3 years now, haven't you? Yeah, about that long. So welcome to Stories of Lynn. And what we're going to do first, if it's okay, we're going to go and drop off your coats and bags into the education room so they're safe and you can pop them down there. We're then going to go and make some bread because I've got it back to a stage upstairs. Is that okay? Do you need to sort that? Are you
alright? Yeah. It's okay.
The only issue is it's not catching. I don't want to round it off.
Brilliant. That's fine. I didn't know whether anything needed help with sorting. So we're going to go upstairs and in the kitchen of this big camp hall, we're going to knock back the
bread that I've made,
shape it how we want, and then it'll have to rise a bit, then we'll bake it. But while it's rising and baking, we'll come and have a look in here. Shall we go through? This is the undercroft. We are coming back to here, but I'm going to just get rid of all your coats and bags. And you look quite confronted. So follow me if you're okay, and then we'll come back and explain what's here.
Brilliant.
Okay, stay on that side, Charlie.
That's it.
I'm going to take them into that space, and that way we don't get all in the traffic.
Brilliant.
If you would like to leave anything valuable in here, if you want to take your coats off, you're very welcome. If you want to carry everything around with you all the time, you don't have to. It's up to you. There's just a table in here that you can pop them on.
Thank you.
Beans.
Brilliant. There you go.
I think we should carry this around.
I'm going to drop this.
Where can I drop this? In there.
Sorry, the wire's just under there. There we go.
We can go.
Sunday, not the next one.
No, you are. Okay, everyone in.
Then we'll bake it.
Don't worry. So just here, squish and squeeze it.
Okay.
Is there a particular way to squeeze it?
So
it's more push it down.
You're pushing with your knuckles,
that's it.
You're an expert bread maker.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing really well.
I've made many times.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Get your ball, just push it down. Yeah. So it's squished out, and then you fold it over, and then you do it again.
And then fold it
simple.
Over.
Yeah. Just rinse and repeat. You just do it for like a few minutes until you're fairly determined that you've got out all the air pockets.
How do you know if you've got out the air pockets?
Well, you'll find out after it's been baked.
So it's more of a guessing game than anything.
As long as you do it long enough, it's just fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing like part of it is that you don't see flour on the exterior anymore.
Is it?
Well, it's more,
I'm guessing that's part of it.
Well, if you bite into it and you find that you've got more air than you've got bread, then you didn't do it well.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're making it nice and round, squeezing squash. So basically you're blending that so that it kind of goes all elasticy, and you're knocking out all the carbon dioxide bubbles. Now, I'm going to tell you a few facts about this. So we have this banqueting facility here. We have weddings and mayor's banquets. We have the council who meet here. And they would do baking in here into these kitchens. You walk through part of the jailhouse,
yeah,
and they would have made bread there and fed it so to the prisoners, so it was like bread and cheese and water would be their diet. I don't know if anybody's ever heard about people who are posh people being described as the upper crust. That's a phrase that people talk about. They're the upper crust, so they're the rich people. So.
Yeah, I did think that.
So, so what used to happen, the ovens that they used to have would be heated from below with wood, with fire.
Yeah.
And they used to sometimes burn on the bottom the loaves of bread. So what would happen was the loaf would come out of the oven. If this was the loaf here, let's use this bowl, and this bit on the bottom would be burnt because it was too hot.
Yeah.
And so that bit would be cut off and given to the poor people.
Ah, that makes sense.
The middle bit was a bit doughy,
yeah,
a bit sticky. That would be given to the middle echelons. And the top,
the nicest
upper
bit,
crust,
yeah,
would be given to the rich people.
Ah,
and that's
so
where
smart.
We get that. That's where we get that phrase.
So you've heard of it before, I've just never known the explanation.
No, that's right. There's lots of things we get like that. That we
you
go,
really do
really?
Well, what I'm doing is putting my own first initial into it. You see that?
I'm just going to make mine an X.
And hopefully, as it goes up, it should expand on the C, so it should be easier to...
Mine's just going to be a big X.
Yeah, it's good.
It hasn't turned out right. It's not even an X.
Well done. Good try. Brilliant.
So, can I put your...
Yep,
I'm going to move you around a little bit. So that's yours. Are you, I've got one there at 3 o'clock for you.
Yeah, I've just got a few of those.
So you need to number three.
3 o'clock, yeah.
I'm just going to put one there. Four.
Yeah, just.
Then we've got five and six.
I'll spare one around.
Considering I've never done this before, it's not bad.
Five is yours, yeah, five. Six is laying from the pop up.
Yeah, I cheated the system.
Right, well done. Now, we can leave the mess because I will come and clean that up when you're busy. I'd rather you did interesting things than cleaning. So I'll come back and sort this out. What we're going to do now is go downstairs into the undercroft. I'm not going to lecture in lots of history, I promise, but just a few bits I think are really interesting. The space we're going into, where you were in the underneath the arches bit, that was here in 1300, so it's over 700 years old. There was a fire in 1421 which burned the upstairs bit. I'm going to show you that before we go down. It was rebuilt in 1422, which is exactly 600 years ago this year. So we've got a really, really old building here. We have the jailhouse, which was needed because there was a lot of people moving into Kingston. We were the fourth biggest port in the country behind London, Boston, Southampton, and then Kingston. Now lots of people go, oh, Kingston, you know, it's a bit the end of nowhere really. Actually, it was a thriving port and was the fourth biggest in the country. And I think this is quite amazing for us to be able to get back to. Brilliant. So this is the stone wall, stone tiles on the floor. One of the great things I use this for teaching for is timelines. So if I said that you were born, when would you be born?
96.
Okay, yeah. So if your birthday is on here,
yeah,
then we're talking 50-year jump. So this would be up to 1950, then wow, this is to 1900. So this is when First World War was,
mm-hmm,
Second World War will be there. And we can take back, so we're on 1900, so this is 18. The window is really special, so that's very old. And on anywhere where there's a broken pane of glass, the plumbers and the glaziers, when they came to fix the window, etched their names. So we've got etchings in writing on there, 1760 sort of time. Do you want to go and have a look?
I've got one right here.
Is that an etching? What does it say?
An etching.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
There's like two up in that one. There's one above it on the top. And then there's one here on the right. There's one up there.
19.
And one really at the top.
17, I don't know. 17.
Can anyone see any at the top?
No. I mean, I can see
that.
Actually.
Oh, there's one.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. The
that handwriting is lovely.
Yeah.
Can't read any of them, though.
Nah.
A bit tough, really.
Really nice handwriting.
I know.
That, what is it? Cursive, they call it, yeah?
I ain't got a clue.
Cursive? Y'all don't know cursive?
Yeah. I don't know anything. No, I'm not good with, like, language or stuff like that. Like, writing and stuff, I don't particularly do well.
I want to know what the one with the cursive says.
So, it'll be...
Yeah, it's really low, isn't it?
Being able to leave your mark as to where you've done something. Unlike people who visit.
You know, every time we go around and we say, Madeline was here or so and so was here, we're actually making
history. John Everett and Henry Manson cleaned these windows September 20th.
Neary Pummer. Huh?
No, what I love is how you can see
that. I just don't know how to drive.
Connor, I'm just going
to. Mr. Jason High Street was bought.
Which gives you an idea of which ones will have to be bought.
Yeah, so it's like the rest of it continues here, you see? So it's WM.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to... So, WM Leary Plummer and Glazier when Jason High Street was born.
So just go to Melton House.
Yeah, well, who was born at Agnes Lane?
This geezer. Yeah.
John Everett.
Oh, no, it's WM Leary.
Oh,
yeah, it's
Plummer
and Glazier.
Plumber.
Pardon? Plummer and Glazier. He did windows as well.
This one's
well, that's obviously why he's in here, because he did windows too.
It's almost like when then.
But yeah, he was born at Ingle Mills.
Yeah,
brilliant.
This is, I don't know why I find
that
so cool.
Spending
I love graffiti, like common, like modern graffiti, but when I find modern graffiti, I'm like.
So, wait, who found this?
Pardon?
Who found this? All of this?
Well,
someone just walk in and go, oh, I can see something on like, the window.
Well, so the lady said it's like every time
somebody
like,
did some work on it, they
repaired it or something, they etched their names into it. So once they'd finished the job on it, they'd put their names into it and stuff. Don't know why.
So this was actual people's writing years ago?
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
But I assume
it wasn't until the late 19th century, early 20th century that lots of people could read and write.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So the portrait's on the end wall, if you want to know those. So that's Queen Elizabeth's mother,
and that's her father, King George VI.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're both not here anymore. But,
yeah, of course. Yeah. I was going to say the Queen's just about here.
Oh, yeah.
For a moment.
Yeah.
And the gentleman here?
I don't know who that one is.
Okay, what about that gentleman?
Old man one. And old man two.
Okay.
He was around at the time of the English Civil War.
Yeah, I was
okay.
Asking about him.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I was a little bit confused there. Yeah, he looks more royal than the other one at that point. I was like, wait a minute.
I just love the height of this building. It's just amazing.
I actually really, really like the framework of the paint.
Yeah. It's quite ornate.
Yeah. And what's cool is like the mirror, the frames of the mirrors pretty much match too.
Yeah.
Although I've never seen like lights attached to a mirror like that before.
No. Quite amazing, isn't it?
Unorthodox.
Yes. Right, so this room is the assembly room, but it's all corporation council. So just testing the microphone. So right, we're going to go downstairs. Okay. Right, if you want to follow me, please, we're going to go downstairs. Sorry to rush you up. So this is our temporary exhibition space. So we've got a ceramics exhibition in here, but sometimes other exhibitions that we might have done with the Kick the Dust people take over this. So we've got one exhibition coming soon. In July, which is all the objects in the cabinet were going to be ones that the youth have picked. So they go on their modes records, find the one they want, research the history, write the label, and then it gets displayed in here. So it's quite a good space for us to take over sometimes. We've had things about the march, we've had things about LGBTQ+, all sorts of different topics and themes in here.
Alrighty.
Now, do you want to do the escape room sooner rather than later?
Yeah.
because it's in there if okay. you want to do that. Whoever wants to take part in that.
Okay, sounds cool.
Does that sound okay? Have to so, 1 second. So, if I give all the instructions before you go in,
right.
One moment.
Do I need to?
Do you want to do
wait,
something?
Are you going to get? Wait, what? You're doing this with what?
Okay, so if there's anybody
we're
from
gonna have the to escape.
Oh my Heritage Group wants to do that.
Yeah. So we're going to have to.
Yeah. Well, you two are tied to each other anyway.
Can we not do this with it? I mean,
is you're just tied to together.
Okay.
Are you having a
sorry.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, have you got anybody we can put you
I'm
on?
I'm sorry to call your
back. I mean, we can stop this now.
Oh, so me!
Stop it. Oh, you know.
So that's just like, that's over a million. That's mad.
That is.
That suits him so well.
I know.
Come and touch my furry cow.
Look at my sexy cool.
Oh, my sexy cow.
Is there other stuff? Like, oh, wow.
But not quite. It's not as complicated.
But it's like, it's he's a like kind of a detective sort of thing. So
oh, well, yeah. If you want, yeah.
Yeah.
Like so you can't just get in there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, criminal. In you go. Right, in you go. We will run a timer if I can find where I put my phone
In there.
Then you've got till Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, 11 o'clock.
Okay, so we'll run a timer for you. I'm going to shut the door. Are you going in?
No, no, no.
Right, I'm going to start the timer.
I figured it out.
I can see that someone else can use their brain.
Don't we only need four numbers?
We're running out of time.
We only need four numbers.
Right, so the stopwatch is there. If I just leave that with you, because I'm just going to turn the other knob.
We are looking for the number five, though, for now. We found the number nine already.
That makes sense.
It's funny how there's no
reading.
Have you checked any of the labels and hats
in
the coats? You checked the labels.
Is there anything in the labels?
Yes.
I know.
But you got a key. Where did you get that?
It was on the jacket.
Did you ask?
What was that?
Maybe.
I literally said there's a key on the jacket.
Yeah, so number five is number five for what?
Is this something?
Well,
hey, maybe it's where the pee bin is.
Yeah, we lifted that in. We lifted it up already.
Well, we're looking for number five, and then I'm guessing that's what gets us out, right?
Maybe.
Because if we're looking for four numbers to get that piece together.
And we actually look at the bottom of the pee bucket.
Yeah, so five, one, and nine.
5, 1, 9, and 0.
And 0?
Yeah.
What was the
twin chart? And you've
yeah.
got to try that in all
combinations. Yeah.
I think I'm breaking your
plastic. Are you? Have you ever found the key yet? Have you found the key to the metal ones yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
not
waiting.
Yay, brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, if you're... Have you solved the numbers yet?
I'm a human radiator, I shall keep everyone warm.
The numbers. Yeah, no, don't worry, we'll
figure
it
out.
And they could look for the key, the ones who are not finding the number, look for the key. It's more obvious now, I've made it more obvious. I think you're ready for Shakespeare Canto, not Shakespeare.
I'm the music. I'm free.
Are you getting out of
here? There we go.
Well,
I've got a new jacket.
You're still not out!
I'm going to take this off.
Oh my god!
Thank
you.
Well, it was also 1950 was the closest thing to 1901. So
that's not bad, you know.
Can we get you lined up with your certificates, please?
That's actually not bad.
I think.
And the 15 minutes, probably.
Okay, well, we're going to take a picture.
So, right now, she's going to the
right now.
I have it in the middle.
The zero is in that drawing.
So, sorry, you want everybody to go back into the draft, yeah. Okay, we're just going to get one photo.
Brilliant.
Connor.
Jack tried 1905, but it didn't work, so it's like, the next one's got to be 1912.
Emily, you get in the photo.
I was locked in
itself. Hold this certificate in front of your face.
We literally just did 2 digits. That's all the we had to do.
Thank you, I'll go and do that in a minute. So, what you've got now is just a few minutes
free time to have a look in this space. So we're in the Undercroft. This is a game that you can play. The instructions are on the wall there. And that is to model and help you understand about the training aspect of the Hanseatic League. So these are all the countries that were involved. Not all of them, but some of them. And we're in Bishop's Lynn, which was, is now King's Lynn, which is around Devonport. And that was renamed by, in 1537, when King Henry VIII fell out with the churches. So that was Bishop's Lynn, is now King's Lynn. We've also got the best treasury King's Lynn and King John.
You look amazing. Did somebody take a photo of you?
Oh, we're only on a few at this point.
The men were put into prison in Boston for
sure. Oh, too much fun. Let's just have a pantomime.
Oh, mate, do you understand why I love it so much?
So much fun.
Oh, I mean, with these guys.
What would you dress up, an old man? Just dress up.
I'm a peasant.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Good morrow.
Yeah, I'm on the way of taking it. You two should do play, you know. You should do play.
Which was the what? Which was the Spanish colony? Was it Holland or Denmark?
Class, right?
Spanish colony,
wasn't
it?
So, because that's
the Netherlands.
Oh, it's you. I knew you'd like dressing up.
I'm a peasant.
You are a peasant. Try this on. This is my favourite coat.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
This is, keep on top of the table, waistcoat first.
Now more official instead of a peasant.
Can you bend your arm around my face?
Yep.
Retro, don't break me.
Oh, that's a nice coat.
No.
Welcome.
Do you have any souls?
Souls?
Some souls I could trade for some rum. Does anybody have any souls I can trade for rum?
Shoes. Right, ladies and gentlemen, your bread is ready, so lunch is served. If you'd like to come upstairs.
Marvellous, thank you.
Well, we're going to go upstairs.
Rachel,
yeah, Billy, you need to come this way, darling, and you need to. We're going to get you to go and get your lunch bag out of the
bag. Okay. I couldn't find the rum. I must cease to exist. There is no more rum.
Oh,
that's
too much fun.
Really exactly, dude. Oh, I'm toasty now.
I'm hot as anything. I got way too excited.
I know.
It's hard not to, though. It's so good.
But how do you suit you, though?
I know.
We'll see you upstairs in a second.
I'm coming with you, sir.
Connor, you're going as well.
Yeah.
See you upstairs.
Okay. Had a good time at least a couple of days away?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, it's different for you, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of experiences. Yeah. And I got. Like,
I mean, you can only absorb so much, but you'll remember good chunks of it.
Hello again. I'm from Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yes.
Is
there any rum?
So this is the 12 o'clock.
Mine should have a she in it. Where's the rum? That's it, right?
There are sandwich fillings.
And one.
So okay. You can go and put some ham, cheese, and your...
It's holy bread.
That one's mine.
Okay. How do you know which one is yours?
I marked mine with a C.
Ah.
It's clever, right?
Okay, so you take it through with a mug of soup. Let me grab it.
It's pretty good, right?
What is that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I used to live in a place called Banbury. Basically, it's like
that's good.
It was a house up front, and then opposite was also houses, but like a little bit behind them was like a bread factory. So when it came out, another thing is like there was a coffee factory as well.
Everyone in our group a question, but it might be great to hear. So, first of all, I just want to say a really big thank you to our lovely friends at Norfolk Museum Service and Rachel and all her colleagues, because this is a really great place to have lunch, and the soup's delicious, the tour's been wonderful, and the experience has been brilliant. But also, we've had our group, so you know where we've been away for the last 3 days, we've been staying in Norwich. And every day we go to different museums and different historic settings. And we've all got a lot of memories, and we've all got a lot of film, and we've all got a lot of sound. And I've got a really strong, lasting memory. Every time I smell smoked fish now, you know exactly where I'm going to be, right?
It was still on my hand.
I can picture it now.
I just wanted already. To ask you, while we're taking a few moments, because it, after lunch, if it's okay with you, we'd quite like to stay in this room, maybe for just 10, 15 minutes, just to have a little reflective time. But I just thought it might be quite nice if we just ask our group for just one memory. It doesn't have to be a big...
As was the task we were set yesterday to create a word out of it, like objects. And it was because like we were obviously by the seafront, but when we come off the sea, there's like the bit you had to walk down because it was blocked off. So it's like there was nothing really around, but like the building fronts was what was inspiring. Because it's obviously there's different, you got all the letters and it's all like different designs. So it's like cool to compile something from the front of the buildings in the area to do the task. Hmm. And that's one of my favourite things.
Oh, well, that's good. And that's a really lovely memory to take. And you've got a great photograph to take with you. Thank you for that. Lee, back to you.
I'm going to go cheesy and I'm going to say getting to talk to all of you guys, meeting you guys, and watching you guys enjoy things that I love as well, the heritage.
I like cheesy, so.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite memory.
Ian, tell us something that will stick in your mind about this trip.
I think the fact that everybody turned up on time and we left on time and there was no traffic problems.
Apart from today.
Apart from today, probably. The accidents on the road.
Oh, is that what it was? I couldn't figure out.
And Ian has been an outstanding driver, so thank you. Emily, one memory over the... I know you've got a million, but one memory over the last couple of days that something sticks in your mind.
The fish smell on my hands.
The smell of the fish oil.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, though, or you did?
I did like it, but it was...
No,
it's good, like
one.
A good thing, though. I was like... I think I was just more laughing about it afterwards. I didn't know where the smell was coming from. But then Juliet were explaining it to me and I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense.
What about the stuffed animals?
In
Norwich Museum, they have a whole taxidermy gallery. And I think you were a bit surprised that they were actually once alive.
Alive? Good.
Excellent.
I didn't know that until Juliet did.
And Nadia.
Right. I really liked Adam's costume. It was a pirate costume and it was just very androgynous. And I like the fact that he is self-taught. I think that's very inspirational. And yeah, I also liked the drag makeup that he did. And what else? Yeah, it was nice talking to everyone as well. And also talking to Juliet's dad as well was really nice. And what else? Yeah, the smell of the fish. I really like fish. And yeah, I like omega-3. So maybe that's why. Who knows?
Hello.
And Jack. Tell us one... Jack and James, you're next to each other. Just a memory, something that will stick in your mind for a while yet.
Ooh. I was going to say the costume, but you nabbed that one, so I'll go for something different. The ghost walk with the delightfully cheesy Dr. Montefero and his overacting and dramatic, his dramatics as he took us around Norwich. and showed us all the different sites that had significant history and stories about ghosts and apparitions. I found that quite fun and enjoyable. Mm. That was pretty good and quite funny as well.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, James.
That was the exact one that I was going to go for. Because it was basically straight out of Horrible Histories. And I also got to touch the cursed tree.
Has that happened yet?
Not yet.
Thank you.
How did you go?
Jeff.
Oh, you're going to get the same answer in a row, aren't you? But mine makes sense because I've always been interested in, like, horror things. And, like, I've always wanted to do either Ghost Rocks or, like, I don't know, a Ouija board, to be honest. But I did forget to touch the first tree, which I wanted to do. So... yeah, that was probably the moment I remember more.
Thank you. And Rob, what about you? What will stick in your mind?
Norwich is such a nice place. Learning that Upper Goat Lane is called Upper Goat Lane because it's next to Lower Goat Lane. That was the one that did it.
Oh, so many. I mean, I was blown away by the cathedral. Just the size of that building and, yeah, the cathedral is will leave a lasting impression.
13th century.
Norwich Cathedral.
I also think the view that we had last night in New Zealand was amazing.
Oh, that was lovely. Especially like when the rainbow came out as well.
Yeah, the rainbow.
William
the
Conk.
Yeah, we paid a lot for that rainbow to come out. To pay extra for that.
I also think that all the staff that we've met have worked in all of the museums. And I'm not just saying this because I'm sitting opposite you. All the Norfolk Museum staff have been so patient and have really taken time to teach us the stuff that they are passionate about, and they're clearly really driven in what they do. I mean, you don't go into this kind of work because you want to earn a huge fortune and retire at, you know, 35. You go into this work because you want to teach people about history and because you're passionate and because you love what you do and the places where you work and the people that you meet, and that's just so clear. So a huge thank you.
I will pass that on.
Yes, and we can pass it on to, you know, all the colleagues will be invited to join our conference. So all of you in the next few weeks, you're going to be getting an invitation to a conference which is about how young people engage with museums. But what I haven't told you is that you'll be leading the conference. And that's why all your memories, all the stuff that you've been writing down, all the photographs that you've been taking, all the videos, all the sound, it will be part of that conference. So we'll be in touch with you about that. It's nothing to worry about. We're just going to ask you for your attitudes and opinions and how you can make the same experiences come alive for other people. So,
yeah. Sounds cool.
Thanks so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I know quite soon you're going to be going on your way and we're all going to be going back to our own homes. But it's been an absolute joy to meet you all, and thank you for being so lovely. Right. All right.